From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan, the wild weather of Wild Michigan. Wow, what a week we have seen here in Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, brought to you in part by HHA Sports, the number one name in single pin archery sight technology. I haven't had a chance to use mine much, but I've taken the crossbow, taken my dart and crossbow out a little bit, and I've stared at the leaves. I watched the doe and the fawns come through, and the yearlings, and it's been that's about it. But I understand that things are starting to move around, and it's also a good time to get your lucky buck out right now, because it's going to be the mineral they need to replenish. The bucks are going to be traveling all over the place. The does are going to be chased everywhere, and why not have some lucky buck out? And make sure you check their website out, lucky-buck.com, to find out where you can and where you cannot put your lucky buck out. And of course, the Ingham, Shiawassee, and Clinton County area, no baiting. And there are some areas, 9 townships within those areas, that is mandatory deer check. Okay, the other suggested, but there are 9 townships within that core area for CWD that it's a mandatory check. So please, they're not going to take your rack. They're not going to take your whole animal. They just want to get a couple little samples off of your deer so they can test and report back to you whether it's going to be safe to eat or not, and whether or not there's any CWD spread, which on a personal level, this is me, not the DNR speaking, I think we're going to see it just contained to one family line and one area, one specific spot in Meridian Township. But that's my uneducated opinion, which I have lots of those. But we bring the experts on the show, the people that we like talking to. David A. Rose is one of them. We talk to Dave about once a month to find out what's going on. And you know what? Deer hunting, not so much. But fishing. We can talk fishing with David right now because I've been seeing some steelhead pop up on the radar of the Facebook. Some nice steelhead being caught. But, David, where are all the salmon in the Great Lakes right now? Because it's been a very down year for salmon. Welcome, buddy.
Oh, well, number one, thanks for having me. I always enjoy it.
Oh, no,
and,
absolutely.
Where are the salmon? You know, I am not a biologist, but as an outdoor writer, I talk to biologist after biologist after biologist, not just in the state of Michigan, but, you know, all these, you know, states and provinces that surround the Great Lakes. And, you know, the Great Lakes have changed. We've had a lot of invasive species. You know, and one of the invasive species that first came when they built the St. Lawrence Seaway around Niagara Falls was the alewife. And they were a problem at one time. The salmon, pretty much, especially the Chinook, pretty much took care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, the biology of Lake Michigan, for an example, has changed so much with first zebra mussels and then quagga mussels. You know, they're filtering out the phytoplankton, and there's zooplankton problems because, you know, the waters are just so clean now. And that's what the alewives eat. And so when the alewife populations dwindle, well, your salmon populations are going to starve to death. So, you know, that's when the DNR, they saw it coming. They saw
sure.
I mean, they go out and they check these things, and they saw the population taking a nosedive in alewife, so they reduced stocking quite heavily. And, yeah, that's why this, you know, right now we have very few salmon that we see.
You know, and it's been weird because there have been so many charters along the Lake Michigan side of the state. I mean, from the basin of Lake Michigan all the way up to the Straits, you cannot go anywhere without seeing lots of charters. But because of, you know, what I'll be honest with you right now, I didn't know until probably the second that the alewife was an invasive species, because everybody says, well, gosh, where all the alewives go? Because it was an important food source for the salmon. And
yeah,
and for all this time, I thought it was just something that was always there. But I learn every day.
You know, the Great Lakes were very infertile to begin with. You know, they're very clean, not a lot of plankton, whatever. And, you know, when we were polluting it more, we were adding a lot more nutrients to the water. And this, of course, was before those invasive clams that are filtering out. And, you know, it's just what a difference from the 70s to now the, you know, into the 2000s. The water, you know, the Great Lakes are just a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's hard for a lot of anglers to understand is we were almost in a false populace of salmon, meaning, you know, when, think about the economy. Remember when the economy, right before it took a nosedive, we kind of had a false economy out there. There was more, people were spending money they shouldn't have, you know, people were, you know, blah, blah, blah. Same kind of thing with the salmon. You know, salmon were stocked in great numbers. We saw these huge runs, almost record numbers of fish running up some of these rivers just a couple years ago. So it was almost that false kind of population. And, you know, a lot of times before a species takes a nosedive, that's one of the things that happens. They saw it in Lake Huron happen, you know, before the 2000s when the alewives disappeared from Lake Huron. And it was the same thing in Lake Michigan. We had almost record runs down to, for sure, record lows.
David A. Rose is our guest here, outdoor writer and fishing guide for wildfishing.com. And listening to Wild Michigan, our podcasts are available and brought to you by Carnivore Club. A link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. David, you know, it's knowing there are ebbs and flows, pardon the pun, of population. You know, we have peaks and valleys with the walleye. We've been riding just a wonderful wave with walleye here in the state. How are these charters and these captains and these boat owners and these people that are looking for the support of anglers, how are they going to survive? Because if this trend continues, which we don't know where it's going to go, it's a trend. It's, you know, we're at speculation at this point.
Right. Well, it's really going to be up to the anglers. And what I mean by that is, can a person be happy catching two or three nice salmon on a charter fishing day rather than 30? You know, that's the question. Can you still go out and fish, have a great time, and catch a couple salmon and be happy? Or do you need to have, again, like 30 fish? I mean, what's, you know, which is almost too much to eat.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it is. You know, a lot of fish will get thrown away. I think these, it's really just going to take a new mindset for the angler. And like just being happy out there catching a couple fish. And it comes to steelhead and browns and everything like that, too. Right now, you know, we've been, brown trout populations have been down a little bit in the Great Lakes for some time. And, man, what a nice thing to catch a brown trout nowadays.
Sure.
And it's probably just going to have to be that same thing when it comes to the Chinook salmon.
You know, and it is, perspective is going to have to change. You know, for me, anytime I step foot outside of a concrete building to the outdoors, I'm happy. Being on the water for any amount of time, I'm even happier. So I guess my perspective is I would still go, but a lot of people are going to look at the cost effective. You know, am I really enjoying myself for what I'm paying?
You know? Well, here's the deal, too. It's always, even when we were catching lots of fish, salmon-wise, it's always been more inexpensive to go to the fish market and buy fish.
Sure. Well, yeah.
So we are paying, we've already been paying for experiencing a day on the water. You know, it's expensive to run those boats.
Oh, absolutely.
It's expensive just to own them, just for insurance, just for gas, just for a lot of things. And then, and that's why we charter boats, is because, you know, for a few $100, man, you can get out there and enjoy it, not have any of the headaches. You can just be on the water in someone else's boat and letting them help you out and do all the, you know, the hard part.
Absolutely. Speaking of David A. Rose here on Wild Michigan, we're going to talk more with David when we come back here in just a few seconds. As always, man, I appreciate your insight and appreciate you teaching not only me, but I'm sure there's a few other people out there that the light bulbs went on over their head. But that's what the show is here for. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. Make sure you pick up the podcast brought to you by Carnivore Club. Meat of the month. This month's box for November features some rabbit cheek pate. I'm digging it. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
This is is Owen O'Hagan of ClareVirtually.ie inviting you to fish County Clare, Ireland. Now back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. You can find, see all our trip to Ireland pictures and everything. It's only May. It was May that that happened, that we crossed the pond and went over to Ireland to fish, and the brown trout are plentiful over there. Absolutely plentiful on Loch Derg. Great place to go fishing, and we hope to go back there again and take you all with us. By way of radio, at least. You can check out the podcast as well, wildmichiganradio.com, podcast brought to you by Carnivore Club, and Wild Michigan being brought to you by Costa Sunglasses. See what's out there. David, let's talk a little more fishing. David A. Rose is our guest here. Been looking at our friends, Grand Addiction Guide Service, some spots on the Grand River, Steelhead Angling, and they've been doing fairly well. Steelhead, I don't care what time of year it is, I love catching the steelhead.
Oh, they're an amazing fish. You know, you sit there and you catch a big salmon, and they gave you a heck of a fight, and it was wonderful. And then sometimes, you know, you get a 20-pound salmon, that's pretty cool. And then all of a sudden you hook like a 2-pound steelhead, and you it's all you can do to get that thing in. You know, this amazing battles. And they're beautiful fish, and this is the time of year they're eating. Now, you know, a year like this where you don't have a lot of salmon, a lot of those fish might not hold in the river very long, those steelhead net, because there's not a lot of eggs wafting down the river for those, you know, the steelhead to keep them there, because they're eating all the time. But, hey, that's why we have piers. You can go out there and surf fish for them. You didn't hear this from me, but I got some buddies who have been going off some Lake Michigan ports, trolling out there, not very deep or whatever, just trolling like you would in the spring with long lines. They're getting some nice steelhead right now.
And they're calling you to tell you to be quiet. You know this, right?
Exactly. That's one of them right now. Don't say anything.
Hence the pause in the audio right there. It's one of David's friends calling him to tell him to keep quiet. But and we'll never tell anybody you're in the Traverse City area either. We never say anything about that.
Never, ever.
But steelhead, that can be a year-round thing. We've got Skamania. We've got the steelhead. And that's... You know, to me, is probably, I love salmon fishing in general, but the steelhead, I think, is my favorite, especially come springtime when the run's on.
Yeah, I actually enjoy catching them in the fall a little bit more. They're there to do one thing, and that's eat. You know, they're in the shallows of the Great Lakes, they're in the rivers to eat, and they're just a lot, like you say, they're a lot of fun. Boy, they go aerobatic on it. I mean, I've had them, I swear they've gone 10 feet up in the air on some of their jumps. Just amazing.
God, that's awesome. So what are we chasing steelhead with now? I mean, are we still using spawn? Are we floating, bouncing? What's going to be the optimum effect right now?
Well, a little bit of everything. I mean, there's still some salmon in the rivers. Again, it's not totally nil and void. So there are some wayward eggs going down, and steelhead are, you know, zoning in on that. A lot of my fly buddies, they're using some big flies, and it's big streamers, and they're getting these fish to hit, you know, these big shiny streamer flies, 4 or 5 inches long. And so, you know, stuff like a spoon or inline spinner, you know, big meps or something like that. Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to take a big chunk of fish, too.
God, that sounds like so much fun right now. And with this warmer weather right now, is that affecting? I mean, the water temps have got to be up for this point of November, as we have seen the past week and the past couple of weeks of warmer weather. We are going to see a bit of a drop here soon, but the water temp's going to take a little bit longer to come down.
Yeah, it's that's one thing. We do have higher water temperatures than normal by far. It was kind of a crazy year. We had colder than normal spring water temps. Now we're having warmer than normal fall. I think the fish will trickle in. I mean, there's fish showing up in all the rivers over here in this northwest corner. They're not in there by the billions, but there's definitely still, we're still getting out and fishing. And I really think it's just going to have a trickle effect, meaning instead of a massive run of fish, it's just, you know, as every day, you know, a little rain here, a little cool temperature there, or a drop in the pressure or whatever, you're going to see fish coming in and out all the time.
Yeah, and that's something that, again, with these temps, it's going to be a little easier to get out as well. Now,
it definitely it does it makes it, it's just nice to be out on these warm days. There's no doubt.
Oh, absolutely. Now let's look ahead. We've talked to a meteorologist friend of mine, my good friend Andy Provenzano, who is a meteorologist down here in the Lansing area with WILX TV 10. He said that we're probably going to have a warmer than average winter after the past couple we've had for ice season. It worries me because I had conversations with my good friend Norm Smith last night, who is a well-known ice angler, and you know, we're both kind of shaken right now because we want to hit some ice.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't like to drive in the snow and they don't like cold temperatures, but if you like to fish, you're just going to have it so we can ice fish. And we could have a shortened season this year. You know, the last couple of years on some of the small lakes up here in northern Michigan, we've been able to get out about Christmas time. You know, and there's been years past I've actually gone ice fishing during the end of deer season at the end of November.
Sure.
But this year, obviously, that's not going to happen right off the bat. You know, January is still going to be winter. We're still going to get cold. It's going to depend on how much snow we get. That's one problem up here in the Traverse City area. We get so much lake effect snow. We might actually get a little better ice on some of our smaller lakes than we've had in years past just because we don't get as much snow. So it's going to be real interesting. Southern Michigan, yeah. You know, Indiana, Illinois, all those northern parts of those states, it could be tough this year to get on the ice.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I'm hoping, man, because it's last year we had a great year. I only got out a short time, but I was so every time I look forward to something, it goes away on me. You know, it's like, there's the carrot gone.
Well, that's just proof in the pudding right there. When the moment arises, you have to take advantage of it.
Absolutely. David A. Rose is our guest here. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. And again, you can go visit us there, find us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter there as well. New gear coming for the ice season that you could talk about because you're involved with some ice fishing companies that we all know and love.
Yeah. You know, excuse me, for an example, Fredo, they've redesigned a lot of their ice shanties this year. Boy, they're pretty nice. You know, they're lighter. The framing's a little stronger. The older you get, it's not always easy to swing an ice shanty up and do a flip over ice shanty in the back of a truck or something like that. So the lighter yet stronger is a nice thing. So, and of course, there's all these innovations and ice rods. They're always getting lighter, more sensitive, really great components and stuff like that. Ice jigs, I mean, you know, custom jigs and spins, you know, spoons and new little lures and ice. It's just amazing sometimes all these different shapes that they can make these lures into, and they all work great. So I guess it's like any other. I mean, ice fishing is one of those sports we've seen the most innovation in. Because, you mean, think about 30 years ago when you're out there with literally a stick
with some
string tied onto it. Now to these rods and reels and these wonderful portable shanties we have and whatnot.
Yeah, we got a bit of an update from Brian Brosdahl here a couple of weeks ago. Bro, you know as well as I do. You know, he's got his line coming up, the Bro Band.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to change my name to, like, you know, Bro Ran or something, or, you know, Brosif.
I like that. Well, now, you got to let Bro be Bro because there's nobody like Bro. In fact, I got to fish with Bro a little bit a couple weeks ago over in Minnesota, so... he's a good guy to listen to because he knows his stuff when it comes to that.
Absolutely, I meant that as a form of homage.
Yes, imitation is the best form of flattery.
Absolutely, that's why I do my best, David A. Rose, when you're not looking. But dude, as always, David A. Rose, we appreciate you. WildFishing.com, DavidARose.com is where you can find him. And thanks for the help, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Anytime.
All right. It's Wild Michigan. More coming your way. WildMichiganRadio.com on the intranet.